So the first analysis is looking at barriers to preventive oral health care during pregnancy among new mothers in Florida. And again, this is using our Florida PRAM survey from 2012 to 2013. Okay, so we used this data to describe the receipt of a preventive dental care or teeth cleaning during pregnancy and to identify barriers to receiving this care. This question shown here, question 29 from the Florida PRAM survey, is actually a dental-specific question that was added during phase 7 of the Florida PRAM survey, which began in 2012. So given this, we were able to analyze this question for the first time once we received 2012 data. And so our outcome of interest is actually option C on this question. Sorry, that came out a little blurry, but it says, during your most recent pregnancy, did you have your teeth cleaned by a dentist or a dental hygienist? The following barriers, experiences, and characteristics were included in the analysis as potential barriers to preventive dental care. And these included receiving preconception teeth cleaning, receiving preconception education about the importance of visiting a dentist before getting pregnant, receiving prenatal education about the importance of visiting the dentist while pregnant, acknowledging the importance of oral health, and having dental insurance during pregnancy. So again, these are the actual PRAM questions that were used to define these barriers to care. The first one, question 7, is asking at any time during the 12 months before you got pregnant. So that was used to identify the preconception teeth cleaning behavior. The next question of interest was question 11, which is, before you got pregnant, did a healthcare worker talk to you about any of these things? And that was used to identify receiving preconception education about the importance of visiting a dentist, which is response D. And then the last question is question 29, which is about your teeth care during your most recent pregnancy. So response A was, I knew it was important to care for my teeth and gums during my pregnancy. So that was used to identify patient knowledge about the importance. Prenatal education, which was response B, a dental or other healthcare worker talked to me about how to care for my teeth and gums during pregnancy. And then the last one was response D, which is having insurance to cover dental care during pregnancy. So here you can see the table shows the overall prevalence of our outcomes of interest. As you can see, only 36.5% of recent mothers received preventive dental care during pregnancy. Of interest is that more new mothers actually had their teeth cleaned in the year before becoming pregnant than when they were actually pregnant. So that's row 1 and row 2 in this table. And additionally, less than half of new mothers were educated about the importance of maintaining oral health during pregnancy, with only 41.9%. So chi-score statistics were calculated to assess the association between receiving preventive dental care with the following demographic characteristics, including race, ethnicity, maternal age, education level, household income, and marital status. And all of these assessed demographic characteristics were significant at alpha 0.05, meaning that there are significant differences in receiving a preventive dental visit with each of these demographic characteristics. And these data are not shown due to time. Okay, so then this table shows the unadjusted and adjusted prevalence ratios, which were calculated using Poisson regression and STATA. As we were looking to at barriers to care, our outcome was not receiving that preventive dental care during pregnancy. And so as you can see, all of the identified barriers were significantly associated with not receiving preventive dental care in both unadjusted and adjusted analyses. In particular, relative to new mothers who received a preventive dental care, the following women were more likely to not receive preventive care. And that's women with no preconception teeth cleaning behavior, so they did not go to the dentist even before they got pregnant. Women without prenatal education about the importance of caring for teeth and gums during pregnancy. And women without dental insurance during pregnancy. Am I flying through these?
You're doing good.
Oh, okay. So in conclusion, the majority of new mothers in Florida are not receiving preventive care during pregnancy. The strongest risk factors for not receiving preventive dental care were lack of preconception teeth cleaning behavior and lack of prenatal education. So the addition of the dental care during pregnancy question to the Florida PRAM survey has been useful and allowed us to assess the oral health status of women during pregnancy for the first time. These results will enhance future surveillance efforts of Florida's public health dental program by identifying the need for preventive dental care services in this population. So the Florida PRAM survey should continue the use of this question, targeting dental care as it revealed a potential disparity in access to care. Currently, Florida Medicaid's dental coverage for adults is emergency only, and so that may, even for pregnant women, so that may explain the low prevalence rate of preventive dental care during pregnancy. Prevalence of teeth cleaning during pregnancy does vary greatly by prenatal insurance type. So 56.2% of women with commercial insurance reported teeth cleaning, compared with only 25% of women with Medicaid. So programmatic efforts should focus on promoting preconception health for all women, reinforcing the safety and appropriateness of dental care during all stages of pregnancy, and this should be reinforced to both providers and expectant mothers. And then focus should also be on expanding accessibility and coverage of dental services during pregnancy. Okay, and then I'd like to acknowledge my fellowship and Florida Department of Health, and these are my references.